listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, December 17th, and it is time for Historically Speaking with our friends at Concordia Historical Institute. Joining me in the studio today, the Reverend Dr. Daniel Harmelink, as usual for Historically Speaking. Dr. Harmelink, how are you this
morning? Good morning. It's a fantastic day.
I love it when you bring guests in for this conversation each morning or each week. Who did you bring with you today as a mystery guest?
I was walking into the International Center building, and Reverend Golter was coming out of his car, so I kidnapped him and brought him in today.
Was this like in the Thuringian forest when Luther was kidnapped and
he
rescued?
He had fear on his face, but it's like, fear not, I'm here to help you.
Rescued by kidnapping.
I didn't want to come, but he grabbed me and I couldn't say no.
So I'm so excited today. We're going to talk about free stuff.
I like free stuff. Do you?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
So we have 25 free things to talk about today. And I think we're going to make the case of why this is a blessing to congregations out there.
Neat.
And individuals too, right?
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. But very significant, I think, in terms of this whole series, because when we are approaching the 2017 and the 500th anniversary, I think basically we would have to ask, what's the relevance of the Reformation? Why should we even celebrate it? And when you look at these characters and the faces of the Reformation and read the confessions, it's all about Christ. Of course, that's the theme. It's still all about Jesus. That's the synod's theme. And people, when you're out on the street today, Daniel, people are looking for certainty.
Right.
And when you talk to them, they don't have a clue, because they don't have centering orbit. They don't have a standard by which they judge all truth, except it's their own opinion.
Well, everything's getting shaken today. Everything that everyone put their faith in, it's like Luther says in the Large Catechism, your God is the thing that you put your trust in, especially when things are falling apart. The foundations are falling apart these days. So the Reformation is a rediscovery of that one sure foundation. So we're happy to have this project where we can highlight the people that God used in this rediscovery of the gospel that continues to be the gift that we hold tight to today.
You're right. Today, we, in our North American culture, well, even around the world, we put our trust in unusual things like brands, which come and go. Those things come and go. What was unique about the time of the Reformation compared to today? What do you think, Randy?
Unique.
Well, compared to today, where we put our trust in a product or a brand, or we trust things over something absolute.
I suppose one thing, there is the dominating Roman Catholic influence, the church as such, and now we have a proliferation of religiosities and spiritualities. And of course, that was the break with Luther. And he didn't want to break, but what caused him to break was the purity of the gospel. And that would be the continuity today, is that it's still all about the gospel, and anything that confuses or distorts that, as with Luther, that's why he was so tenacious, because once he was enlightened by the Spirit to see the purity and the sweetness and the graciousness of God in Christ, he would not let anyone or anything go. But there was certainly a cloud of teaching at that time that covered over the glory of Christ and the saving of the Father in Christ.
I think we're getting into kind of we're moving back into our own kind of dark age, as far as there's less and less to protect people from the realities that this is a fallen, dying world. We've been insulated from that, right? And a couple of weeks ago, we got a little taste that, violence can also occur. Here on in our country, so I think the conditions are becoming more similar. But as Reverend Golter said, the solution, so I need to be more holy. I need to improve on my righteousness. You know, I need to go to church so that the pastor can give me some helpful household hints on how to get a leg up on being a more Christian person. The challenges for Luther and the challenges for the church and Christians today are exactly the same. And this gets back again to the surety of salvation.
So what is this free stuff that you promised us?
Right. So Reverend Golter is working with the Office of the President and for the Synod to make resources available to start celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation now. And so part of that is this Faces of the Reformation series that once a month we're going to unveil one of the personalities of the Reformation and the ways in which God in His grace has used that person to restore the word and sacraments in the church. So if you go there now, LutheranReformation.org, and click on the resources button, you'll see two of these personalities, and a third's coming out next month. We have Philip Melanchthon and Katerina, Luther's wife, Katie. And with that, there's a little half-page bulletin insert the pastors and Sunday school teachers can use as a quick kind of overview of the person. And then there's a one-page, in-depth study of about their how God used them. And then there's a one-page Bible study that, and all of this can be downloaded for free. You know, we're in the age that you just click and you got it.
Mm-hmm.
So we will not be mailing this to 6,000 congregations. It's available online.
And that means it's available worldwide too then, right?
Worldwide.
Neat.
You don't need to show your LCMS card.
You don't?
No. We eliminated that, remember?
To my protest, right?
I'm still not speaking to you about that. So these are some of the people that we'll be talking about. Philip Melanchthon, Katerina von Bora, Martin Luther, when he was Knight George, secretly mm-hmm. sequestered in the Wartburg. Hans and Margaret Luther, these are Luther's parents. Pope Leo X. Jan Hus, we've talked about previously here, right?
Yeah.
Frederick the Wise, Erasmus, Tetzel. You're supposed to say boo.
Boo.
Yeah, thank you. Johannes Gutenberg, Johann von Staupitz, Cranach, Ulrich Zwingli, Johannes Bugenhagen. I like that name. Munzer, Charles V, John Calvin, Martin Chemnitz. These people that we should be familiar with, not because they were such great people, mm-hmm. but that God in His grace used them in ways that He uses people in the church today to again put the focus back on His Son and the gifts offered there.
Nicola, should I be ashamed that I don't know this name, Nicholas von Amsdorff?
Yes, because you know Pocahontas in Perry County, but you don't know Nicholas von Amsdorff.
I know Johann von Staupitz and Lucas Cranach.
Staupitz, you know.
Yes, yeah, I know Staupitz. But why don't I know Nicholas von Amsdorff?
Well, we'll have to come back and talk about him.
Certainly. Give me a hint.
Well, he was one of Luther's friends in Wittenberg.
Okay. All right, very good. Now we can carry on now that I've gotten over that hurdle.
Now you can sleep tonight. But again, these faces of the Reformation, they're not only presented in a kind of detailed way, as Lutherans we like the details and we like them correct, but there are graphics and woodcuts and things like that to make this interesting. So we want it clear. We also want to make these attractive to people in the congregations and people in Bible studies, the church at large.
So we go through quite the list of his contemporary, all those, as you said, friends and some of his opponents as well.
Yeah, well, there's no fine to begin to commemorate the 500th anniversary now.
Right.
We don't have to wait until October 31st, 2017 to have an ice cream and cookie social. This is too big for just one day.
This is true.
And so again, we thank Synod for making these resources available in a timely manner so that people can get in the mood, right?
Yeah, I think if I was, you know, using these, I've used some already down at the church where I'm helping out, but you could use, you know, a series of these for the whole springtime of 2017. Mm-hmm. And then finish up with the whole fall series in 2017. Or you could do once a month, mm-hmm. if you desire, for over 2 years. And
sure.
Just, I mean, all kinds of things.
Yeah, we're hoping that these will find their ways into monthly congregational newsletters that go out, you know, monthly newsletters or whatever. So, again, these can be used in a variety of ways. And again, we're trying to listen to the congregations and listen to the people out there to develop resources that mm-hmm. are easily digestible.
I'm curious, just looking at this list, who are the most interesting or intriguing for you, Reverend Goulter, looking over this list of faces of the Reformation, who do you find most intriguing? It could be an opponent, it could be a friend, it could be anyone in this list.
I'm still most intrigued with Luther because I've read of him the most.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he is a bull in a china shop. I mean, for sure. I mean, he's very talented, very strong-willed. But again, as I said before, that he would not let anyone or anything take the gospel away from him. And then what's interesting to me too, that when you read the confessions and you read Melanchthon and what he wrote, and you see the people who subscribe to the confessions and lay people and pastors, you see the same determination. And so, you know, like with these faces of the Reformation, it really isn't just simply about history. It's about the impact of the freeing gospel upon individuals and their response, in their joyful response to cling to the gospel and not let anyone or anything take it away. It's that precious to them. But Luther, of course. I just love to read Luther because he's just down to earth, matter of fact, and he is Christ-centered.
All right, Dan. Who tops the list for you as most interesting? Doesn't necessarily have to be somebody you like.
Let's talk a little about Katie.
Okay.
Right? She's got this fantastic quote. It's reported that on her deathbed, she gave the confession, "I will cling to Christ as a burr clings to a coat." And talk about a hard life. You know, Katie von Bora, if the listeners aren't familiar with her life, it was no bed of roses. You know, basically orphaned and thrown into a convent at an early age. She had the opportunity to be reconnected to the family, and the family said no. She hears through the writings of Luther, the gospel, and as a strong, determined, skillful woman, follows where that leads. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think maybe some listeners think, well, you just threw Katie in because you had to have a woman on this list, and it's like, no. Out of the entire Reformation era, Katie is recognized by historians because she contributed to the Reformation. She ran the Luther household, you know, the whole deal, so that would free up Martin to battle the fight for the gospel. And she was no slouch as far as knowing the Christian faith and teaching that to her family, and sometimes probably even reminding mm-hmm. Martin of that too. So it's just an incredible story. And if you don't know Katie, Luther's rib, right? So take a look on the website.
There's more than one woman on the list.
Well, there's a Marguerite.
Right, yeah.
Hans and Marguerite Luther. I mean,
yeah.
It was in the 16th century. Some of these family names were kind of fluid. So we know Martin Luther, Luther, but the parents are Luther. So different spelling.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But they were very strict. I mean, parents were strict during those times.
Why the change in spelling?
Oh, I think just regional, you know, it's like regional dialects. It's like being from Texas. You're not from Texas, are you, Andy? But
I lived in Texas for a while.
Oh, did you?
So in that, that sense, I'm from Texas.
But Hans and Marguerite, I mean...
I didn't change the spelling of my name, though.
Okay. Well, it's like Harmelink. In the good old days back in Germany, it was Hermeling. And some relatives spelled it one way, some relatives spelled it a different way. So, but Hans and Marguerite, I mean, they're important in understanding the context of the Reformation. Luther just didn't, you know, drop from heaven one day. He grew up. He was educated. You know, the family wanted to be him to be a lawyer, and because of a tragedy or an event in Luther's life, he gave that all up to be a monk, and then discovered later that's not going to get you any closer to heaven.
What was I understand in the film in 2004, I think it was the relationship, you know, his parents were disappointed when he did not become a lawyer, when he became a monk instead. And
it's always good to have a lawyer in the family.
Do we know much more about his relationship with his parents later on? Is he, I don't know how much longer they lived after
Well,
that.
When the Reformation started in earnest, gaining momentum, I think, again, the father, Martin and Hans kind of had, you know, made their peace, but it was a long way coming. And again, he was incensed that his son, that he had sacrificed so much for, just gave up all of those opportunities to have a good, stable place in society, a good, stable career, and basically gave everything away and joined the Augustinian cloister.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. That's got to hurt.
So they did eventually, the relationship improved at some point.
Yeah.
Well, we have quite the list. You have quite the list here of faces of the Reformation. 25 different, well, when you include his parents as one, that's 25 different faces to cover
right
over the next 2 years.
So on the website, there are two personalities up, and then every month we will be adding another. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep coming back. That's the sneaky part of it.
Sure. LutheranReformation.org. What's it all about, Reverend Golter?
Well, the theme says it's still all about Jesus. So if we didn't get that right, we wouldn't get anything right.
Mm-hmm. So we've got these bulletin inserts, the full one page, a whole page that shares about that face of the Reformation, some Bible study resources as well. What else would we find on the LutheranReformation.org website, Reverend Golter?
Well, there's articles on theology there. We have a blog post as well, and that just started on December 1st. We're very excited about that. There's three posts per week, and our blog manager is Tony Oliphant, and he's managing that. So the idea is to engage people out there that like to read the blog posts in Reformation theology and history as well. So be sure to check that out. Then we'll be supplying some worship resources. There's four events that will be celebrated in it's really starting in November of 2016, which would be the birth of Luther.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be
November 10th.
So it'll be some liturgies and a sermon supplied for that. February of 2017. And June of Augsburg Confession, and then the 95 Theses, October 2017.
This man is a walking encyclopedia, isn't he?
Yeah, well, make use of these resources. We encourage people, for example, if a congregation is celebrating their 150th anniversary, don't just make it a one-day event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have a whole year of celebrating God's grace for that 150 years. And I think it's the same thing with the 500th mm-hmm. anniversary. Use these anniversaries of the Augsburg Confession, Luther's birth date, Luther's death date, the Reformation Day. Use these to begin to unpack all of the the wealth of the treasures there.
That is actually happening in many ways. And we've offered $1 million of grants, Stand With Your Community grants. The application process is now closed, but you know how many applications we received?
How many?
512.
Wow. Oh, I was hoping for 500.
I know, I was a little bit disappointed.
Well, we are all out of time, gentlemen. Thank you so much for sharing with us about these resources, Faces of the Reformation. You can find them on LutheranReformation.org. Dr. Harmon Link, thanks so much for coming over this morning. And you know what? It'll be a while before we come back. We've got 2 weeks off. We'll be back in January. January 7th, I think it is.
I'll see you next year.
You get time off, Andy?
Well, we've got some Christmas music coming up. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.